Hey there, Saturday night here in the UK. Just getting ready for family meal. And it's just finding it so useful if your hands are full with, you know, preparing food, setting the table, just to send that command to your Amazon Echo device or using your iOS device, using Siri, just to issue turning a light on, turning on a brightness level, maybe adjusting the heat. Or combine all of that and have it as a scene. So you could have one called dinner time, adjust the thermostat to 18, 19, 20 degrees, change the brightness level of the lights in your dining room and your kitchen. Just with one command, issue several individual commands, but with just one phrase. So, hey Siri, turn on dinner time, or Alexa, turn on dinner time. So that kind of lifestyle enhancements that voice control brings you is such an asset to your home, and once you get a grasp on it, there's no looking back. There's no reaching for switches. There's actually not even reaching for the app. You just give it the command using your voice. Let me know if any of you are using voice control in your home. Let me know your experiences with it. How is it coping with different accents, different languages? I'd really like to hear your experiences with voice control. You can do that via call-in, or you can get in touch via social media, at Customized on Twitter or at Customized1 on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Have a nice evening. Hey there, I'm delighted to say that we've had a call in to the show. It's come from Rob at The Tech Reps. Rob's shared with us his experiences with using voice control with his wife when they're preparing food and when they're listening to music in their kitchen. So without further ado, I'll play that clip.
Hey Chris, I just heard your segment on sitting down with Alexa for supper. And we've lived with it now probably for, I don't know, a year and a half. And a lot of times, me and my wife would do a lot of cooking, spend a lot of time in the kitchen together. It's awesome. And she would be doing something, I'm doing something, and she'd say, hey, can you turn down the radio? And I'd say, sure, Alexa, volume 3. So she's used to it now, and it's a time saver. It's just naturally saying, Alexa, turn down the radio. So I think we speak 150 words per minute, but we can only write about 40 or 50. So to pull out the app or to just change something by reaching for your phone, cooking. So I just wanted to drop that. I don't mean to bogart your station, but awesome topic. We love Alexa in the kitchen, as well as for setting scenes for dinner or cooking, et cetera. All right, ciao.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Rob for calling into the show. Picked up on a great point there about the time-saving benefits of voice control. The more you use it, the more time you save. It might feel like a novelty to begin with, and you may just limit the initial use to setting timers or reminders. But when you add smart home products, you do start using voice control more frequently than using the application. You don't have to find your device, you don't have to find the correct app, unlock your phone. You just issue that voice command. And if you've got your mobile device with you, so if you use Apple Home, then you can use Siri for that. Or if you've got Amazon Echo devices in multiple rooms, wherever you are in the house, you'll be able to issue a voice command. And the microphones are actually very, very sensitive on the Amazon Echo devices, that you could be in another room, but it will still pick up that voice command that you've sent. The more you use it, the more time you save. And, it will become a habit. It will, a younger generation, I think, are definitely embracing it. One in four searches now via mobile device are done via voice. It's becoming a very well-known statistic. Let me know. Keep in touch, guys. If you're using voice control and finding really useful use cases for it. Maybe it's somebody with mobility issues, maybe it's somebody elderly, maybe you're using it to set medical reminders, you know, things like that. There's some great use cases happening for voice control. So yeah, keep in touch. Again, Rob, thanks for the call-in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.